Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The College Football Experience Week 13 Preview and Picks episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Networks presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Check out the new PropSwap.com and use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. We're also brought to you by Prize Picks. Prize Picks is DFS simplified. Head over to prizepicks.com and use the promo code SGP for 100% instant deposit match for up to $100. We're also brought to you by SoBet. Yes, sign up to bet against your friends and join the social betting revolution at SoBet.io. That's SoBet.io. We're also brought to you by Better Fantasy. Better Fantasy is a new free-to-play app that lets you sync your fantasy football league and bet on head-to-head matchups. Download the app today or just head to betterfantasy.com/SGPN. That's Better Fantasy. That's BETTOR fantasy.com/SGPN. And last but not least, we're brought to you by us. Yes, the SGPN app. Yes, you're a home for all of our free picks and podcasts. It's free to download in the App Store and Google Play Store, so get it today.
This is Jerry Glanville, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, brother.
Welcome to the College Football Experience Week 13 Preview and Picks episode. This is part two. So if you're just tuning in, go listen to part one. We went through a lot of important games, Ohio State, Michigan, the Egg Bowl, a bunch of other good ones on part one. So don't be a bozo. Go check out that one. And then come to Lay Down Under and listen to part two. All right, because I'm Pick Dundee here. Yes, Colby swinging Dan to base. Dan is here with his crew. I'm such an asshole. I'm talking to myself in third person. Where's my ego, Patty? See, is it on the moon? maybe from my kicking ass last week in the locks, but I am here with Patty C and NC Knicks, so say hello. And let's get back into this. We're in the mix.
Hold on. You want to talk locks real quick? All right. So 2 weeks ago I was 5-0 locks. Last week I was 8-2 locks.
Mm.
What's the math there? Help me out here.
5-2 and 8-2. That 13, means 13-4.
No, eight and two and 5-0, buddy.
We are not rocket scientists here.
All I know is the whiskey's good. All right. God damn it.
2 locks over the last 2 weeks.
This is the first grade experience.
And remember, folks, please tweet at George Mason. This is when you committed to this. We're going to need you to do it again. Tweet at George Mason, start their football program. We're starting a movement. We're going to have our own college football team. let's hop into it. We're in the middle of the 9 a.m. slate. And this is a huge game for me and Nick, and I want to say you too, Patty. Maryland travels to Rutgers. Rutgers is already cashed. They were a lock for us over four wins. That's already cashed. However, Maryland was set at six wins, 5.5 or 6. If Maryland wins, they'll not only be bowl eligible, then we are essentially wrong, or we push.
Well, you push, we're not wrong.
Yeah.
You gotta lose money.
Yeah, you're not losing money. So Maryland, depends where they bet it, though. I think some people got it at 5.5. Maryland laying 1.5 on the road at Rutgers, Patty C. You know I'm going with my guy Shiano to get the winner goes to a bowl game. Shiano's going to get it. They're going to have a month of extra practices. They're going to win the national championship next year. Give me that. Give me that Rutgers team. Patty C, what are you doing?
Maryland losers of six of the last seven,
Every year.
With their only win being a 3-point win in College Park against Indiana.
Indiana's kicker killed me that game.
They are shitting the bed down the stretch. I think, Shiano hasn't been doing much better, but it's time for him to go bowling in year two. Let's go, Golden Guido.
Nick?
You know, you prefaced another game two or three games ago by saying this game has major implications. I thought you were going to go into Maryland Rutgers. I want Rutgers, of course, man. Come on.
Yeah, we got to stick to our word, man. We gave the people. This game's horrible. Georgia travels to Atlanta to take on Georgia Tech. Georgia's laying 35 points. What have the lines been on every Georgia game this year? I mean, Georgia Tech was down. What was it? 45-0. No, the final score was 45-0, right?
Last week,
but wasn't it 42-0?
55-0.
Yeah, it was 42-0 at halftime, I think.
Yeah,
or 45-0. No, it's 45-0 at halftime. Notre Dame was up 45-0. Jeff Collins, I think he's fired after this game, if I had to guess. And they hired Deion Sanders. All right. Or they should hire Dan Mullen. Talk about a smart play.
Oh, that would be a
they
smart
should point. Fire him right. They, if I'm Georgia Tech, I'm on the phone right now.
You're right.
Right now.
That's a job Mullen would probably take.
Yes. And then he still plays Georgia every year so he can get his revenge.
And they won a championship more recent than Georgia.
National championship way more recently than Georgia.
We can say that as many times as we can.
For next couple of weeks anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you taking the 35, Nick, in a little rivalry game?
No, I think any fight the Yellow Jackets had is gone after that 55-0 shellacking, you know, in South Bend here. So dude, give me Georgia.
Me and Patty C, I must have watched this one play. I forget the backup quarterback's name. Is it Travis?
Jordan Travis?
No, I don't know. Georgia Tech's backup quarterback, though. He threw a screen pass. Oh, he was getting blitzed and he just quickly threw a screen pass perfectly to the defender. Like the running back was not even close.
And the defender is sprinting toward the end zone.
I mean,
zone.
It's one of the worst passes I think you can see.
Like, here, score a touchdown right now, please.
Jeff Sims didn't play. So I'm going to, give me the Bulldogs minus 35. I'm not taking Georgia Tech. I refuse to take Georgia
Tech. Jeff Sims, you said he will or will not play. Cause that's
no, he wasn't playing last week. I don't know about this week. I, you know what? I haven't cared enough about this game to even check.
Yeah. Yeah. Does it matter?
Yeah.
Yeah. It kind of does.
No, I think Jeff Sims will probably throw two pick six in this game.
Probably. But look, they kept it within six against Clemson. They kept it within eight against UVA. They're both on the road. They kept it within three against Miami. They kept it within nine against Virginia Tech. Kept it within 11.
Are you taking the 35? Buzz?
It depends on if Sims is playing. But you know what? Clean old fashioned hate, baby. I got to go Tech.
There you go. All right. Florida State travels to the swamp where Mullen had fired like a defensive coordinator. And I don't remember. I'm not like an O line coach. Maybe I can't recall. And now Mullen's fired. Norvell, the winner goes bowling. How about that? We got a playoff game to whoever wants to go to the Chimichanga Bowl. Actually, knowing the college football powers, they'll probably put Florida in the Fiesta Bowl.
Five lost Florida.
Florida's laying three. Give me Florida State plus three. Sprinkle some of the money line.
I guess they're at six now. Jeez. Florida State plus three.
Yeah.
Yeah. Money line that all day, baby.
Patty C or no, I'm sorry, Nick.
I think you have to. I think they have the momentum. They have something to play for where Florida is, you know, looking at where they're going to go for Christmas vacation or something.
Yeah.
You know what? Lock that up.
Oh man.
I'm not that confident.
Patty C locking up the Seminoles plus three.
I think the Seminoles are playing better football.
You tell me this every year. I think you're hoping and wishing and praying.
I don't want them to be good.
I don't believe that.
Well, you're fucking stupid then. I love Florida State to lose. Look, I like the ACC having a dog in the fight, but Florida State's been taking UVA's recruits for so long, right? That I would love nothing more for them to go through a shitty coach after shitty. I just know that they have talent. And look, it happened with Bowden. And then what happened a couple years later? They're national champions. You know,
they can
come up quickly.
Patty C, I'm not buying in, but they could use the month of extra practices based off that. I mean, I will say this.
Jacksonville State game.
Yeah. Jacksonville State. Are they on the schedule next year? Got to watch out for them. They almost beat them the time before too, like 2 years ago.
I want to see who
they should stop scheduling Jacksonville State.
They get Duquesne week one. Could they lose to Duquesne?
Duquesne beat Ohio of the FBS this year.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm on the Seminoles there too. This is another game with major implications. Texas Tech travels to Waco, Texas, take on Baylor. Baylor's laying 14. I don't know if you guys saw what Oklahoma State's defense did to Texas Tech. Held them to like 86 yards of offense in Lubbock last week. Oklahoma State's defense not getting enough credit. Number three in the nation currently. Baylor's laying 14. If they win this, they're in the Big 12 champion. No, they're if they win, they're in, right?
No, I think if Oklahoma beats Oklahoma State.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. If Oklahoma State beats Oklahoma, they're in.
Yeah, yeah.
They have the tiebreaker.
But if Oklahoma beats Oklahoma State, then
correct. You're right. Baylor's laying 14. I think they're going to get it done. They're going to ride that momentum. Texas Tech's coach is gone, and give me the guys in Waco to dominate this game. I think give me a 31-14 final. Baylor gets it done. Nick.
I took Texas Tech plus 14 and a half early in the week. I don't like this game. Stay away. I'm just thinking that's a little too many points. Baylor, I don't think really blows anybody out. So I guess give me the Red Raiders. I'm concerned though, after that performance last week, once again, I mean, this time of year, it's all motivation. And what is the motivation for Texas Tech? There may not be any, so I may regret this. I'm certainly not betting it myself, but I guess I'll grab the points.
Patty C.
Texas Tech has fallen apart a little bit in Big 12 play, but they did beat Iowa State a couple weeks ago. I think this coaching staff that's on the way out the door sees Joey McGuire from Baylor coming in, and they're going to say fuck you to both Texas Tech and to Baylor at the same time.
Joey McGuire said he left. They paid for him to leave immediately. That was a high up assistant coach at Baylor. Now Aranda might be boys them or not, but I think he would probably want him to finish out the season. Baylor could still, if you're going to say Iowa can make the playoff, I guess Baylor can too, if you're going to say that, although I don't ever believe they would do that.
Right.
I think you lay the points, but it is compelling this matchup.
I'm taking Texas Tech on the points.
Wow. Okay. There you go. Nick did too. So this next game, I will lock it up, guys, and I'm curious to see if our friend over there in North Carolina does too. Miami's laying 20 and a half, not 21, 20 and a half on the road in Durham, North Carolina. Manny Diaz, will it be his last game coaching for the Hurricane? I'm laying the 20 and a half. I'm taking Miami to blow out Duke. You sold me on that Louisville game. Nick, you want to lock it with me?
Of course I am. They could be laying 31 and I locked it. Yes.
Patty C, triple lock?
No.
Oh, Patty C. Oh, God.
What gives you any faith Duke is going to do anything?
And he locked up Louisville last week. So what do you think? Louisville's better than Miami?
Look, Miami's sitting here at 6-5, probably the same record as Louisville.
But that's my point is if you locked up Louisville last week, why wouldn't you do it this week?
That was like 66-22. I think the final score was.
Because it's in Durham.
I don't understand this guy.
Oh, like that matters.
Look, I have it at 21.5. The hook scares me right now.
No, we're calling it right now at 20.5.
Well, I'm not locking it. Look, your peer pressure is not going to get.
Never understand this human being.
I think Miami Manny Diaz deserves another year at the helm. He better. I think they'd be stupid to fire him. He had enough close games, and he's got a young quarterback. Look, keep him around and let him
talk to this son of a bitch.
Let him prove it for another year.
I can't
year.
Talk to that son of a bitch. I really can't.
Unless you can get Lane Kiffin. Unless you can get Lane Kiffin, then you do that.
Cristobal, he's got to go to one of the two. Please.
Cristobal is the same thing as Manny Diaz.
That's my point. I want to see them suck. All right. I love it. Louisiana Tech travels to Rice. Nick, this is a huge game for us. The win total is at 4 for Louisiana Tech. Things didn't work out. I mean, you realize how bad of luck this is. We had a 21 point fourth quarter lead against Mississippi State week one. Mm. Mississippi State came back one by one, but we missed a field goal or got blocked where we would have won. Then the SMU Hail Mary. All we needed was one of those.
They were also beating NC State in the fourth quarter, I believe, also on the road.
Look, NC State's about to be there. Might play for the ACC championship. You don't need. You don't think we need a larger playoff? If 3-win Louisiana Tech is doing this to Mississippi State and NC State and SMU that was ranked 2 weeks ago, then what the fuck?
1 point loss, 2 point loss, and 3 point loss, respectively.
I gotta do it. I'm taking Louisiana Tech -3.5 on the road against Rice. Please, Skip. All right. Look, you used to be an East Carolina guy. Do us a solid. Win this game so we push. All right. You should have won last week. You fucking Frank Gore was throwing bombs all over this defense. Patty C, what are you doing here? You taking your boys, the Rice Owls?
Are
3-8 as well.
I'm on the Bulldogs.
All right. Nick?
I've lost all faith in the Bulldogs. I'll take Rice at the point. So if La Tech screws me, at least I'll get this game right.
Hedging, you little pussy. Okay. Texas State travels to Arkansas State. Guys, this is a shit fest. Texas State just trying to get to 4 wins. It's probably going to be their best season in fucking ever in the FBS. So I guess they got that going for it. 3-8 at Texas State at 2-9. Arkansas State. Arkansas State is laying 2 points. Give me Texas State. Spav it all. He's trying to save his job, probably. Give me the points in the Bobcats. Nick?
I'm with you. I think they are slightly the better team. Give me Texas State.
Patty?
Texas State competitive with some not really good teams. But I mean, they only lost to Coastal Carolina by 14 last week.
They also lost to Incarnate Word, didn't they?
Arkansas State, meanwhile, kind of the exact same team. I don't know what to do in this game. I think Texas State is the play, though.
Yeah, I don't know either. Troy, who fired, by the way, I should have talked about this up front. Chip Lindsey fired at Troy. Neil Brown set a high precedent there, and he could not accomplish that, even though they might go bowling if they can win on the road at Georgia State. We already cashed our over on Georgia State. Troy travels to Georgia State. Georgia State laying 6.5. I'm going to ride the Panthers now that Chip Lindsey's gone. Nick?
Yeah, I think so. I think it was kind of a toss-up game before that, but I'm kind of surprised about the firing. I don't think that bodes well in the locker room. So especially at home, give me Georgia State. I might lock this up too.
Patty?
Anybody with me? Anybody with me?
I'm not having any of that soup.
You might be right because Georgia State winners of 5 of their last 6, and their only loss there was on the road at Lafayette by 4 to the Cajuns.
They should have won that game. They were up the whole fucking game.
6.5 points. I'll take the Panthers and I'll lock it with you, Nick.
Oh,
there we go.
Yes,
let me guys, by the way, Zaga is just putting it to UCLA. 33-10 right now.
Jeez.
What?
College basketball.
They're winning the national championship.
They're in Vegas. UCLA's probably, they got the NIL money. They're getting all fucked up.
How's Baylor doing this year?
In basketball?
Baylor's great.
Solid. They look great. Can we have a little repeat national championship here?
No, maybe. College basketball, anything can happen. It's not like college football where they're like, no. There's a fence around these 7 teams. You can't hop the fence.
You know, Friday night is Gonzaga Duke too.
Yeah.
Got to give it to Gonzaga. They're scheduling. Yeah.
Well, they have to. Tough. They also get Bama sometime, I think, in the next 30 days.
No, look, that's because their conference schedule shit.
Sure. Hey, okay, but so this
they can load up.
Well, watch out, man, because St. Mary's beat Oregon and Santa Clara doing damage. The San Francisco Dons. Patty C knows about them because they took down Virginia last year.
You son of a bitch.
Guys,
early season losses are what we do.
Yeah. Sorry, I derailed the train, but I had to mention the score. So, okay, where are we at there, Pick Dundee?
Well, you're at a big game for your Charlotte 49ers. Nick, I know you live in North Carolina. You cover North Carolina sports for us here on TCE on SGPN. And
on the feet. feet on the ground.
And Charlotte is 5-6. Well, they're traveling to Norfolk. ODU's 5-6. ODU's laying 9.5. One of these teams is going bowling. The other one's going to be sitting at home. I think ODU is red hot right now. I think Ricky Ronnie in year one, because last year they won the national champ. Well, his first year they won the national championship. and I'm going to ride ODU. As much as I wanted Will Healy and Charlotte to do this, I think ODU is a team to watch out for right now. Give me the Monarchs in at home. Yeah. What are you doing?
Well, I mean, I do think ODU is hot. I locked him up last week. That cashed for me, but I think this is too many points here. I think this is a close game. Give me Charlotte to cover.
I'm actually intrigued to watch this one. Patty, what are you doing?
Look, SB Ballard Stadium, formerly known as Foreman Field,
is that Howard Ballard's
long lost cousin?
Remember, Howard Ballard? Wasn't he an offensive tackle for the Buffalo Bills?
Buffalo Bills. That's right. Nice pull. Our childhood coming out here. Look, Charlotte losers of four of the last five. Their only win in that stretch was in overtime against Rice. Meanwhile, winners of four straight are the Old Dominion. What the fuck are they?
Monarchs. I just fucking said it.
Okay. In Norfolk, we're riding with the Monarchs and Ricky Ronnie. 9.5, though. That is a lot of points. I'm surprised you guys are fading your boy Will Healy.
He's taking Charlotte. Are you listening to this fucking show?
I was listening to you, buddy, and you said you're taking Old Dominion.
Yes, I am.
All right. So are you listening to yourself?
But you said you guys.
All right. You're plural. Yeah. I hate you. I hate you all. Look, I don't know. Let's go Old Dominion.
It's a lie! The evidence has been falsified. It's impossible. I never broke the law. I am the law.
I don't know why I'm playing that. I just wanted to play Stallone. You're taking Charlotte. Nick's taking Charlotte. I'm on ODU.
No, I said I'm taking ODU. Are you listening to me, buddy?
Well, you said it's too many points. All right. Wow. You're bouncing all around like a fucking goddamn kangaroo. All
right? Next game, guys.
Yeah. All right, next game, like, we got to queue something up. Hold on, let me just find it. Let's go. 11-0 UTSA. Meep, motherfuckers. They're laying 10.5 points in Denton, Texas. Can the perfect season continue? Jeff Traylor says he's committed to UTSA. Guys, the Roadrunners are close to a national championship. Laying 10.5. Yeah, North Texas, Seth Luttrell, Mike Leach's old guy, you know, played fullback for Coach Leach. Yeah, North Texas can make a bowl if they win this. They're playing for something. But you know what? UTSA is a team of destiny. Give me the Roadrunners. Meep, minus the 10.5. Nick, what are you doing?
You're picking with your heart. They can still win this and not cover. I'm all over the boys from Denton giving North Texas in that big number.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, North Texas winners of four straight, but obviously UTSA winners of 11 straight. That said, North Texas at home, 10.5. Give me the main green to cover.
That's tough. If that goes any higher, I might have to jump on that. Guys, I'm going to take you to the land down under on this next one. All right. Georgia Southern's catching 24.5 points. This is the last time we're going to see the triple option of Georgia Southern. And guess what? They're playing in Boone, North Carolina, where the last time they went there, App State was, I think they were like 11-0. And Georgia Southern beat them in Boone. This is a rivalry game. It goes back to their time in the FCS when they were in the same conference. I am all over Georgia Southern plus 24.5. Lock it up. Nick?
I'm not going to lock it, but I do agree with everything you just said, so give me the points.
You're not going to lock it. They played. They only lost by 17 to BYU.
If you haven't heard, their coach was fired. And I was on Georgia Southern last week, and you weren't. Okay, so don't. Now you're jumping on the ship. I'm jumping off of it. Well, I'm still with him. It's not locking it. All right.
Georgia Southern may be way better than their record, more so than any other team in college football. Yeah, that's too many points. I'm all over Georgia Southern.
Want to lock it? You going to lock it with me?
No,
coward. Well, look, the locks come in a fury here. So this one, if you're not locking it, I'm telling you, you're a moron. Wyoming is laying 10. I got it at 9.5 in Laramie against Hawaii. Hawaii's got one of the worst run defenses in college football. You know what Wyoming does good? They run the football. Lock this thing up. Wyoming wins minus 10 in Laramie. This is going to be cold as shit too. You're going from the island to that altitude and it's cold as shit. Guys, join me on this one. Don't be foolish, Nick.
I will actually join you. You convinced me, and actually you can catch it at 9.5 on Tally site right now.
Yeah, I see 9.5 out there. We should bet it at 9.5. So we look smarter for our listeners.
Oh, of course. Of course. So, I'll go with you,
Patty. You gonna?
I mean, especially after last week, what they did against Utah State.
You joining us?
Of course. Lock it up.
Yes, Greg Bull. He just keeps doing it at Wyoming, man. 7-5 season. That's a great season at Wyoming. That's like winning the national championship. Let's do it. Lay the 9.5. Lay the 10. I wouldn't stop at this thing till really, honestly, 14. So cash this motherfucker in and let's have some fun and let the good times roll. All right, folks. I do want to tell you that the college football experience is brought to you by Better Fantasy. Better Fantasy is a new free-to-play app that lets you sync your fantasy football league and bet on matchups. How cool is that? You know, old Steve in the office been talking a lot of shit all year, right? I'm going to beat you. I put in $100 to this league. Why don't you tell him, hey, put your money where your mouth is, doubled up on this individual matchup, all right? And let the gods figure it out, all right? Yeah, you can cash out for gift cards too. How great is that? I mean, who doesn't want a gift card to fucking Best Buy or something, right? I mean, you can go meet Todd Graham there, right? Look, you can even help raise money for a charity along the way. It's a brand new company. They're looking to grow their community. You gotta sign on board here, right? It's a slick app. It's fun to use. One of the reasons we love it, honestly, is that they offer prop betting. So if you're in a state that hasn't legalized gambling yet, you can get in on some awesome prop bets at Better Fantasy. Yes, totally free to play. You can download it on the iPhone or Android. Check them out today at betterfantasy.com/SGPN. That's Better Fantasy. That's BETTOR fantasy.com/SGPN. I also want to tell you we're brought to you by Prize Picks. Have you heard about Prize Picks? Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. And I love this thing, and I think you will too. Prize Picks has the best NBA DFS prop game on the market. It's awesome. It gives you the stars as well as the bench players as well. That the guy's just getting 5 minutes a game. You'll be able to bet on that. Prize Picks offers any prop you can think of, from yardage to touchdowns, even interceptions thrown. And all new users, if you just grab this thing, use that promo code SGP if you sign up, you'll get 100% instant deposit match up to $100. You pick 2 to 5 players. This is how it works. Essentially, you pick 2 to 5 players and you go, select an over or under on their stat projections. You can win up to 10 times the amount of money you enter. And it's basically just you against those projected numbers. Prize Picks allows, also you can do, this is what's great, you can do multiple sports. All right. You can play James Harden's lazy ass. At the same time, you could play Aaron Rodgers lazy ass. You know what I mean? You could do either lazy players or players that care a lot. You know, you can do whatever you want. It's pretty cool to be able to essentially go and grab multiple sports and mix them in with your bet. Use the award-winning app at both the Apple Store and Google Play Store. Entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. It's really that easy. Prize Picks is safe and offers fast rewards. All right. Don't hesitate. Check out prizepicks.com. Use that promo code SGP to get 100% instant deposit match for up to $100. All right, folks, we're in the middle of this. I purposely wanted to highlight this game for you guys. Honestly. We got to put Patty C. This is a noon kick, here to 3 PM on the East. And I think it's one of the better matchups of the day. One of the hardest handicapping matchups. UMass travels to Las Cruces to take on New Mexico State. Guys, this is what college football is all about. New Mexico State's laying 6.5. First off, Vegas is very fond of New Mexico State to be giving them a 6.5 point spread. I get it. Walt Bell is gone. Both teams are 1-10, but look, New Mexico State hasn't beaten an FBS, right? They beat South Carolina State of the FCS, but one score game, by the way, right? UMass did beat an FBS in UConn, if you want to call them an FBS. They also lost to two FCSs. It's really hard to figure out, but I can guarantee you this. If I'm in Vegas and I'm an odds maker, I'm not giving you 6.5 points. This should be at a pick. Give me UMass. No, I'll take New Mexico. I don't know, because another thing is New Mexico State's coming off that tough SEC schedule of playing at Kentucky and at Alabama back-to-back weeks. Are they beat up for this? It's after Thanksgiving. No one gives a fuck. You know what? Give me UMass in the 6.5. This is a 3-point game. What are you doing here, Nick?
Yeah, you know, you're probably right to take the points when it's a shit fest, but for some reason, I think New Mexico State has a little bit better offense, and it's at home.
Long trip.
And their coach is still there for this week. I think he's going to be fired next week.
Right. Yeah. I mean, does anybody at UMass care about football not with their head coach? I mean, on this trip. So give me New Mexico State, I suppose.
You know what? You swayed me. They got those guns too. I love that fucking mascot with the mustache and the guns. Give me New Mexico State minus the points. They're cool. UMass is full of fucking pussies. Probably didn't. They played one game last year. Patty C, what are you doing?
I'm not getting swayed. I'm not taking 6.5 for you, New Mexico State.
You're probably smart.
That's ridiculous. There are no teams in all of the FBS that have zero losses. So record wise, these are the two worst teams in college football. And in reality,
UMass beat UConn straight up.
Okay. So UConn being 1-10 is worse. Technically. You're right. The powerhouse that is
number 127 against number 130.
Okay. Actually
it might be 127 against 129.
This has got to be on the pupil in God's eye.
What I'm saying. We're putting this on a big screen. We are going to do a live tweet with us watching this game. Several thousands of dollars on this game.
Michigan, Ohio State in the corner, UMass, New Mexico State
on the pupil.
That's right.
Got to do it. Got to do it. Here's another. What's worse? What's more entertaining? I'm being serious here. UMass at New Mexico State or Florida International at Southern Miss?
Absolute shit.
Southern Miss didn't list quarterbacks on their depth chart last week. They went with the running back. Frank Gore played quarterback for them, and they won on the road in Ruston. You know what? I trust Will Hall. They're laying 10. Butch Davis, also hilarious because he's mad at the university. Didn't wear any university attire as a head coach. And he was smart enough to do this because he knew he'd be fired early because he's going to be fired anyway. But he wore United States military attire in pro military, but he knew that they wouldn't. He put him in a jam. You can't fire him if he's pro military.
That's right.
Fucking great fuck you by Butch Davis.
What a shit show. What a shit show is going on at the airport.
Yeah, what airport? That's like, I flew out of Tijuana airport before, and let me tell you, that reminds me, FIU would fit in well with if they wanted to move their university to Tijuana. They're catching 10. Nick, I'm on Southern Miss. I like this little thing. Frank Gore Jr. Is it too late for a Heisman campaign for Frank Gore Jr.?
You know what? Tijuana University is not a bad idea. Or Tijuana State. I'm not sure what it would be
Tijuana
called.
Tijuana State,
I
mean, sounds great.
Tijuana State versus San Diego State could be a heater of a rivalry.
Sign me up. Sign me up.
Dude, the partying.
Home field advantage about opposing teams coming into Tijuana.
That's true.
Huge.
NIL deal. Look, that drug money down there. Are you fucking kidding me? Normally they invest in some soccer or something or I don't know, but
when you got the cartel behind you,
that's what I'm saying. It's like Miami on the West Coast, yeah,
Miami in Mexico.
Yes. I'm laying the 10 in Southern Miss. I'm going to ride momentum. Will Hall has been building it the right way with no quarterback. That's really, it's probably my favorite team in college football, Southern Miss right now. They're really winning me over right now.
If I can continue on that theme though, forget about George Mason. Let's start Tijuana State football.
Well, I know for sure we could start a GoFundMe and probably get $1,000 and probably buy that university.
That's true.
We'll buy Florida International shoulder pads, which are used from Mississippi State.
From the Wayne Madkin era, right?
That's a deep pull right there. I was thinking somewhere in the Bahamas though might be a realistic thing. So what's a territory we own down there? Like Puerto Rico? How about fucking
Thomas?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
The Puerto Rico paper towels. After, remember, Trump threw the paper towels?
Oh, that's right. That's right. I don't think they'd go for it. But
come on. It's fun.
It's an idea.
Just put a paper towel on the fucking helmet. That'd be great.
Beautiful.
I don't know what we're talking about. People are like, who are these fucking idiots?
Guys, I'm taking Southern Miss minus 10.5.
Nick, who are you taking in this?
Of course, dude. I told you Florida International is on auto fade. I locked up. Who was it? Was it North Texas last week?
Yeah.
Yeah. They won like 50-10 or something. Take Southern Miss.
Okay. This next one, I can't play that. It's not a lock, but I want to play some sort of music because this is a huge game. So let's get it going here. The Civil War lives on the college football experience. Oregon State travels to Eugene. No, it's not the civil conflict or whatever the fuck they're trying to call it now. It's the Civil War. All right. And watch Kindergarten Cop, you fucking losers. All right. Get up there. Watch that. Watch every Arnold movie. All right. Watch some good acting, you son of a bitches. Here we go. The Beavers catching 7 in Eugene. I'm on the Beavers. I think they're going to cover this thing. Sprinkle some on the money line. Sprinkle some on the money line.
7.5. I'm with you on both counts. I'm not going to lock it, but I think the sprinkle is a decent play here.
Winner could be in the Pac-12 championship.
We're waiting on Washington State.
Nick, what are you doing here?
Well, I guess my hesitation would be that, the Beavers haven't won in Eugene since 2007. Not sure what you guys were doing in 2007.
What about before that? What about before that? Did they win when Jonathan Smith was the quarterback of the Beavers? Because
my research only went so far. I'm going to still take the points though. I think Oregon wins, but I think it should be close.
Your research only went so far. Did they shut you out? The internet wouldn't let you research that. Is that an Oregon thing they got going there?
It must be. Yeah, it must be. You know, the social media elites or something blocked those records.
Paul Allen wouldn't let you see that, huh? is he still alive? I'm not sure if it's Paul Allen. He died, right?
Who the fuck is Paul Allen?
I don't know.
Wasn't he the owner of the Seahawks or something?
Yeah, and the Trailblazers and Microsoft. He might have died. This might be a horrible, horrible segment that we have to delete.
Look, 38.
I was referring to Paul Allen, the former quarterback of North Dakota, at some point in his life.
The database has to realize that we're all not on calculating on his level at all times.
Look, Nick, this is all I need to tell you here. Eugene, all right, they have one. No, damn it. They're all in Corvallis. You got to go back to 93. They won in Eugene in 2007.
Right.
And they won in 93 with, remember old Tim Alexander, former Oregon State Beaver. I think he was on that team.
Receiver or quarterback?
He played both. I think he played receiver in the NFL, quarterback in college. Right. Yeah. Yeah. I'm taking the 7 and the Beavers. And if Paul Allen is dead, then my condolences. And
really sure what we're talking about anymore. Look, 38-7. I'm gonna say this. Oregon, you guys tell me, do you think they're decimated by that? You think they want the revenge shot next week or the following week against Utah?
Oh, they'll beat Utah in Vegas. Utah doesn't play well on the road ever.
That's true. I think Oregon is too cocky of a program to be decimated by that.
But Anthony Brown is going to have to pass the ball. So that game, it will still be interesting if that happens.
In Eugene, you're right. It's probably going to be Oregon outright, but give me the Beavers on the cover.
There we go. Penn State travels to Michigan State, where, guys, I was ready to just load up on Penn State, but then I forgot they didn't have their quarterback, and I remember how bad that backup was.
No, I think he's playing. I think Cliver's going to play.
Oh, I'm back on him. Just like that. Give me Penn State -1 at Michigan State. Michigan State. Hey, Nick, let me ask you something. If Michigan State were to play, let's go with Iowa State tomorrow, who's 6-5, who would you take?
Penn State versus Iowa State?
No. I'm sorry. If Michigan State took on Iowa State tomorrow.
Oh, Iowa State.
I would too. Michigan State is one of these college football lies that they throw in our face. If they played, who's another 6-win team or 7-win team? UCLA.
Dude, you don't have to tell me. I took Ohio State against Michigan State last week. I thought it was an easy pick. I was like, dude, and what am I missing here? Ohio State is going to sweep the floor with.
What am I missing on him still having that sign that extension? What the fuck is going on?
Here's the thing, though.
Is Master P his fucking agent? What is happening?
Has he not signed it?
I don't think he signed it. I don't know that he did. If so, I didn't see the headline. Maybe he didn't. It was already a headline, so maybe they didn't.
I mean, if LSU is, you know, I guess
I gotta Google this right now.
Maybe he doesn't want a gigantic sign out for LSU to have to pay off, you know, going with your Master P reference there.
Yeah. I mean, there's no limit, Petty C.
I see what you're doing there.
Who are you taking, Petty C? I'm curious because I think you still believe in the Spartans.
Well, here's the thing. I think you guys have a short memory here. Michigan State wins these games against teams that aren't explosive. They stay in these little dogfights and they win them. And Ohio State was custom made to destroy that terrible pass defense with their explosive passing offense.
He still hasn't signed it. What is he doing? Did they retract it? Do I not know this?
They should. They should retract it. And Sean Clifford, you said, is
playing.
It doesn't matter. He's hurt. Look, I'm taking Michigan State. If Penn State was the dog, I'd probably take Penn State because I think it's going to be a close game.
One fucking point, dude.
1.5. Either way, Michigan State.
Nick?
No, yeah, I'm on Penn State. I think they're just flat out better.
They are. And I think they're going to prove it, even if they are beat up.
Well, that would be a great way to, you know, that supposed rivalry, the Land Grant Trophy.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, right. They could be spoiler to a New Year's Six birth. I know that means nothing to you guys, but it probably does to the folks of East Lansing. And Penn State could ruin that for
not
them.
If he doesn't sign that $95 million deal. All right. Indiana travels to Purdue. Purdue's laying 15 points. Guys, fuck you. I'm locking this thing up. I didn't even plan on this episode. But Indiana can't score 15 points. Give me Purdue minus 15 all day. Patty C, what are you doing here?
I'm tempted to lock. Let me take.
We should all lock this up. Are you kidding me?
What has Purdue done lately? Is my question.
Them and Vanderbilt are the only two teams that haven't beaten an FBS team. And last year they were trying to sell us that Indiana was a top 10 team. No one even mentions that. I want to see Herb Street mention that.
Yeah, you know what? I'll lock it with you,
Nick. Can we do it?
I thought I heard that Penix and Tuttle are making a push to play. I mean, does that make a difference? A little bit, I guess.
I mean, dude, Trent Green could come back and play for fucking Indiana, and I wouldn't take
Antoine
them right now.
Randall L. could come back. And have Alex Smith, the running back, not Alex Smith, the quarterback, in the backfield with them. That's a deep pull.
Yeah,
I see. Probably does.
Alex Smith
probably doesn't remember the old white running back. Yes. Alex Smith.
Yes. I do not.
And Anthony Thompson. Remember Anthony Thompson?
Yeah, even further back.
I got some Vaughn Dunbar. That's as far back as
there we go.
Indiana goes.
There we go. I'm loving it.
I'm on Purdue. I'm not gonna lock it.
Oh God, you're killing me, dude. Okay, so I just got to do this sound effect then. Fans might be sick of it.
Colby's not, and he never will.
They shouldn't be sick of this cash they're putting in their bank accounts, those bastards. All right, here we go. Actually, you know what? Let me read a commercial before we get here. So, look, I want to tell you the College Football Experience is brought to you by SoBet. Since when did sports betting become so rigid? All right? Sports betting is meant to be social. When I picture betting, I picture bootleggers with mustaches tossing bets around in a speakeasy. You disagree, they blast your fucking head off. All right? SoBet is taking the social lineage of betting and putting a modern twist on it by providing a modern platform. SoBet is changing the game with their product. Head over to SoBet.io and create an account just to see for yourself, because I'm telling you, this is pretty cool. Through their fully functioning and free web application, you can access a demo of their app, which will launch next fall. The app includes consensus lines from Vegas, a feed of what other people are betting on. That's pretty cool, right? And the ability to send friendly wagers to anyone you know via text or QR codes or links, among other methods. No money is transacted through the app. It's purely competitive. But come on, that's fucking awesome. Next time you're with your friends watching sports, you had a few Molsons, all right? You're going to say, hey, you know, I guarantee you, Aaron Rodgers will throw for more yards than Big Ben. Then boom, you turn up the dial a notch and you go to SoBet.io and see you can cash the most ridiculous bet. All right. Users have the ability to place bets off of Vegas odds, or you can generate your own by changing any metric you want, as long as somebody is on the other side to accept it. Let's get back to the roots of betting. You know, let's go to SoBet.io. All right, today to join the revolution. I also want to tell you we're brought to you by the SGPN app. Yes, the SGPN app is live in the App Store and Google Play Store. The app gives you easy access to all of our picks and podcasts. Don't forget to toss up an app review and download the SGPN app today. We're here, guys. The Iron Bowl. I'm hearing rumors. I'm hearing speculation that Brian Harsin could be on the way out down there in Auburn.
One year.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, for several reasons, I think apparently the alumni was not happy with the hiring. It was all the AD. Also, he's not vaxxed, I don't think, and I think they have a mandate approaching.
Alabama. Does anybody care in Alabama?
Not the state. I think the university might have a mandate approaching.
The state, I'm sure, doesn't care.
Yeah.
Have you been to the South? It's like COVID doesn't exist.
Dude, I ate a COVID sandwich when I was in Alabama last time. It was delicious. All right? It's like, keep coughing on it, buddy. It's okay. Right. Alabama's laying 19.5. That's too many. I'm sorry.
Way too many.
I know there's no Bo Nix, but TJ Finley and Auburn were able to move the ball. They just couldn't kick field goals and convert fourth downs against South Carolina. Now I know South Carolina and Alabama are different, you know, different animals there, but I just think War Eagle, it's in Auburn. 19.5 is too many points. Give me Auburn to cover this thing. Nick, what are you doing?
Bama's lost their last two trips to Auburn. I don't think they lose this time, but it's possible. But yeah, give me the points and I'll take Auburn and cover.
6-6 season, year one. They fired Malzahn for what, 7-5 last year? Oh, no. I think it was even because they played less games.
What did Auburn
pull that up?
Yeah, Auburn last year. They finished 6-5 last year.
Oh, they were 5-5 in the regular season. And they won the Chimichanga Bowl.
No, they lost the Chimichanga Bowl, so they must have been
6-4 then.
6-4. Yeah.
They fired him and they won the bowl game. Well, I mean, 1 year is ridiculous though, because that team lost a ton of players to the NFL.
Yeah, but that tells you that it might be something, you know, politics and stuff might be involved there.
I'm sure they just
isn't Tommy Tuberville the governor?
That's right. probably played a part in it. He wants his job. No,
I think he just won that shit recently, didn't he?
That's right.
Killed
in that election. Like, oh, you're a football coach? Yep. You're the governor.
I think I love Alabama.
Yeah, right? Exactly. It's a great state.
Bosworth needs to move there and run for fucking governor. Shit. Right. Northwestern.
Wait, let me say this.
What's that?
LSU, Auburn beat them by 5 on the road. Alabama beat them by 6 at home. Arkansas, Alabama beat them by 7.
You love this metric.
At home, Auburn beat them by 15 on the road.
They also had Bo Nix. He's sitting in a fucking hospital talking shit about Alabama. Did you see that? That was great.
Gotta love that.
Saying, oh, Alabama always gets calls. He's coming out the gods.
God bless, right? Bo Nix. Look, they beat Ole Miss. They've had a bunch of close losses. I think you're right. It's too many points. Plus, I think, like you said, Harsin needs to get some goodwill. I think
this will be what's hilarious. If he wins this game, they'll give him like a 20-year contract extension.
Right? He will be Gus Malzahn. I think he's going to empty the playbook and do some gimmicky shit and maybe win, but keep it close.
Sign me up. These games are always great. Even back to the days of Patrick Nix. Patrick Nix was way better than Bo Nix. Can we agree on that?
Sure. Agreed. His connection, him and Frank Sanders, great connection.
Fire.
Automatic.
Northwestern travels to Illinois. Can Bielma coach, or has he still got that COVID sandwich that I had? Northwestern's this game is great. I can't wait to talk to Nick about this game.
This is my top game to watch of the weekend. Illinois Northwestern. Here's football.
Northwestern +7.
It doesn't get more boring than this game.
Northwestern +7.
That's pretty bad.
I'd rather watch Boston College Syracuse.
They're not playing this weekend.
I just threw a random game out there. Okay.
I don't know that I would. I think it depends. Maybe this year because both teams suck. Give me the touchdown, I guess. I'll take the touchdown in Northwestern.
I'm going the opposite way. I'm on Illinois.
Is Bama coaching? Do we know if he's coaching 100%?
We do not. I do not.
Nick, what are you doing here?
I'm taking the points.
This next game actually has huge implications. Western Kentucky, the Hilltoppers, traveled to Huntington, West Virginia to take on Marshall. The winner goes to the Conference USA Championship and plays UTSA, the future national champs. Western Kentucky's catching a point on the road. I'm going to take Western Kentucky, but this is an awesome game. This will be on one of the big screens because there's actual implications here. Nick, who are you taking here?
I'm going to go Marshall here. I'm going to go the home team, the more physical team in the cold weather.
What? Yeah, I should check what the fuck the weather is.
40 degrees.
Oof. Oof.
The air. Not freezing.
No rain, still. No nothing.
I don't think so. I think it's going to be sunny and 40.
You know what? I'm going to stick with the Hilltoppers. I always liked the Hilltoppers. They've always treated me well. Back to the days of Chris Marcus, their power forward back in the day. Patty, see, what are you doing here?
It's going to be a good game. It's at Marshall.
Yeah.
That number top four offense, I guess, with Western Kentucky on the road. I'm feeling Mr. Huff and the Thundering Herd here.
Shout out to Sam Huff, who just died recently. Rest in peace. That's a football player.
Great Redskin linebacker back in the day.
That's
agreed.
That's a great guy. He did the play by play for the Redskins. We also play for the New York Giants. He is football.
You know, I heard his name get mentioned in the great 50s, 60s linebackers with Nitschke and Butkus. Huff is in that crew too. That's a great company to be keeping.
Vanderbilt travels to Tennessee. What if I told you in the past 10 years, Vanderbilt and Tennessee are 5-5 against one another? you wouldn't assume that Tennessee would be a 31-point favorite, but they are. But Vandy was tough last week. They gave Ole Miss all they could handle. Give me the Commodores plus 31 in Knoxville. Nick?
It's funny. I took Vandy last week, got that one right. I'm going to go Tennessee, though. I think Tennessee's offense right now is better than Ole Miss's offense. Give me the Vols.
Patty?
Well, they better be a lot better because they're favored by, they have to beat them by 32, whereas Ole Miss only beat them by 14 last week. They kept it within 1 point against South Carolina on the road.
That should have been, that was closer than 14. They kept fucking up inside the 10 yard line.
All right. You guys are convinced.
No, I was tempted to go Tennessee at first. I was, don't get me wrong, but I think I'm going to lean Vandy.
It's easy to see a tide turn.
Nick, what are you doing? Final verdict here.
Vandy, final.
All right. Well, Virginia Tech travels to Charlottesville, Virginia. Bring your tiki torch. the Wahoos are laying 7. JC Price. That's a guy. You know, he hates Virginia. That's a guy that's had a fucking sandwich or two before. That probably had a COVID sandwich, had no fucking idea. And, geez, 7 points.
I've seen 7.5. I'm all over Tech. Come on. This team has won what? 15 of the last 16. I know UVA.
I'm on the Wahoos. I don't think Virginia Tech has the offense to keep up in this game.
Given more than a touchdown.
I don't think they have the offense to keep up.
Dude,
Colby took the words right out of my mouth. I'm on UVA also.
You guys are confident in men.
Their offense sucks. Virginia Tech's offense sucks, dude.
Let me see what Virginia Tech has done lately. I'm pretty sure they kept up with Notre Dame a lot better than UVA did.
UVA didn't.
That
what?
Game was a long time ago.
Are you really quoting that when they didn't have Brennan Armstrong?
Yeah.
You fucking hack.
They scored. Hey, they scored 48 two
Only
weeks
the
ago.
The best quarterback in the fucking nation from a yards
point
of view.
2 weeks ago against Duke. Okay.
On Duke.
They put up 26 in a thunderstorm against Miami last week. You know, they put up 36 against Syracuse. This offense can score sometimes. And it's not like, I mean, yeah, Virginia's offense goes, but Virginia Tech just has their number more often than not. You guys have a short memory.
Yeah, I got a short enough memory that I remember Brendan Armstrong didn't play in that Notre Dame game. You fucking trying to use that as a point for your fucking argument.
It's a data point, buddy. It's right? A data point. Hey, have a better backup. Fuck you. Players go down.
Yeah, and the players all go down at Virginia Tech because they transfer the fuck out because the culture's shit. All right. And Touché. The offense is shit too. Ooh. All right. Tulsa.
Real money Kramer.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Fighting words.
You probably agree.
Yeah.
Tulsa travels to SMU. This is actually, I mean, it means something for Tulsa. They can go bowling. And I, a couple of weeks ago, it seemed like Philip Montgomery might be fired, which I disagree with because I think they're one of the best worst teams in the country, much like Nebraska. They can be 6-6 and make a bowl. And
I'm glad to see them get some wins.
If they win this, they'll be bowling. And I think you can't fire. They just went to the AAC championship last year. Have we lost our fucking minds? Tulsa has the lowest enrollment out of any school in the FBS.
Well, Florida's clearly lost their mind because it's the same situation, but
Don't fire Philip Montgomery, guys. He's a good coach. He's a good coach. All right. If you're listening to this, Tulsa fans, all right, go check out the Outsiders Museum. And then, and also don't fire your coach. For that reason, give me the points against SMU 6.5. There's rumblings that Sonny Dykes is going to go to TCU. Maybe the locker room is a mess. That's what we saw at Cincinnati. Maybe give me Tulsa +6.5, Nick.
I'm kind of on the other side. Let me go SMU. I think they've proven it over the course of this season that they're the better team and they are at home. So I will ride with the Mustangs.
Patty, see, what are you doing?
SMU losers of 3 of their last 4, Tulsa winners for 4 of their last 6. I will ride Tulsa with you.
There we go. All right, Patty C, NC Nick, I think this is the time. I'm going to play this, but I'm hoping to play another song in a second here. ULM is catching 22.5 points right now against Louisiana Lafayette. Me and Patty C watched that whole ULM LSU game. ULM got down to the 1 yard line. They had actually had 8 tries inside the 3 yard line. That score was deceiving. What you see is deceiving. ULM was in that football game. I'm buying into what Terry Ballard and Rich Rod are doing. I'm all over the points. I'm locking up ULM. I don't care if this is at Lafayette. I know Napier's coaching for a job. Maybe Louisiana wins, but this number is way, way too large. ULM is playing good football. Who wants to join me on this?
I'm not locking it, but I'm not ULM.
I'm not locking either.
Pussies. Pussies.
Dude,
I will say that, motherfucker. I eat everything. I eat the pussy. I eat the butt. I eat.
That's a great stuff.
Are you really not going to join me on this? This number's insane.
Dude, ULM loses every other week by a shit ton of points.
ULM beat Liberty as a 31 point dog. All right. You're the one that's selling me on them as a bowl team, you piece of shit. You took them against. Hold on, wait. You took them with 28 points against LSU. Now it's 22 points in Lafayette.
Lafayette's way better than LSU. I believe that in my heart.
Right. I'll say I did have Louisiana over 9.5 ticket that has cash for me, thanks to the win over Liberty. So this game is not as important.
Wait, so you're not at all worried? You wouldn't want to lock up a team that beat Nichols by 3, right? Beat Georgia Southern by 8, beat South Alabama by 2, beat Arkansas State by 1, beat Georgia State by 4, and you're getting 22.5 points with their rivals? Are you kidding me?
They just went to Liberty at Liberty and won 42-14.
Okay, but ULM also beat Liberty.
At home, Louisiana beat Texas State 45-0. So we've talked about this all year long. Louisiana's a funny team. They have some very close wins and then they have some smackdowns. Good luck guessing which one you're going to get. And therefore I'm not going to lock it, but I will take the points.
Good round. You're celebrating with your appetite. Bad round. You're using your appetite to forget about the round. I'll tell you something about appetite. It's a real fucking great thing to have.
Shout out to Bobby Knight. Okay, you guys don't. I'm shocked that you guys didn't join me on this. You know what though, Nick, I want you to you'll lead the way on this one. Arizona, I know Arizona travels to Arizona State. Arizona State's laying 20. Last year, Patty C, you might remember this. Nick locked up. Nick locked up his boys, the Arizona Wildcats, and they lost 70-7.
I'm going to lock it up again. No, I'm joking. I am on the Wildcats. They cover.
I am too. I'm 20 points.
You. Yeah.
20 points. I think Jed Fish is actually doing, I know the record doesn't indicate it, but I feel like they're playing better.
It's easy to see a tide turn.
Yeah, they're getting there.
I'll take the Wildcats plus the 20. Wisconsin, Minnesota. This is a gigantic, a absolutely gigantic game. Wisconsin's a 7-point favorite in Minneapolis. Do we have a weather check on can we should do? I mean, I know Wisconsin's used to the bad weather, but I'm just curious what this weather will be in Minneapolis come
34 degrees. No precipitation.
Paul sunny, Bunyan's 34. X.
Yeah, Paul Bunyan's 7 points. I know Wisconsin like fucked them up. I feel like the last time they did this, but that was Fleck in year two, right? Last year, Wisconsin won by 3. I know that was kind of a crazy COVID season. No fans. Give me Minnesota plus 7. Nick, what are you doing?
I don't know about that. I think I'm on Wisconsin. You know, you can't run on Wisconsin. Okay. Period. And if Minnesota can't run on them, then they're going to have to be forced to throw the ball. And Minnesota does not throw the ball very well. I think Wisconsin rolls here by like 2 touchdowns.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right.
I got it at 6.5, so I'm definitely going Wisconsin.
Dude, I'm trying to bring up this road schedule Wisconsin's played. Talk about
it. Hold on. Minnesota is the 117th ranked passing offense. They throw for 163 a game. I think this is a bad matchup for the Gophers.
Wisconsin still has the number one defense in the whole country.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it might be due to this. Look at this road schedule for Wisconsin at Illinois, at Purdue, at Rutgers, and at Minnesota. That is the best schedule in the nation. That is the best schedule in the nation. I get it. Purdue's decent, but if you win that, if that's your hardest game on the road, you've done something right.
Scheduling wise. I mean, at Minnesota is not easy. And they had to go to Chicago, which is more or less Notre Dame country. And they held Notre Dame to 3 rushing yards in that game, despite losing by
29, right? Yeah, or 28, whatever it was. Yeah.
Ridiculous. They actually outgained Michigan or Notre Dame significantly in that game. I think Wisconsin's going to kind of, like Nick said, a couple touchdowns.
I think I'm with you. You swayed me. Give me Wisconsin minus 7. But you're not going to sway me here. All right. West Virginia travels to Lawrence, Kansas. Kansas is laying 15 and, or Kansas is getting 15.5 points. Guys, Jayhawks are here to stay. So give me the 15.5 and the Jayhawks because West Virginia's been dog shit on the road.
I'm 100% with you on that. I'm tempted to lock. Don't know that I will, but Kansas has been playing much better football lately.
Yeah. Nick, what are you thinking?
Yeah, they had that other quarterback come in. His name is
Daniels.
Me.
Daniels.
Yeah. So ever since he's come in, that offense is starting to do some things. So I'm definitely on Kansas. I didn't lock it, but it's not a bad idea.
It's a big game for Neil Brown, though. It's a guy that's coaching for his life. So
yeah, I'm gonna stay away. I mean, let's face it. It was just a few weeks ago where Kansas was getting like blown out by teams. So I'll take the points, but no lock.
All right, Texas A&M travels to Baton Rouge. Coach O's last game. I mean, it breaks my heart. The guy should be at LSU for life.
We'll see, we gotta go beat Ole Miss next week. We'll take it one game at a time.
Congratulations.
Go Tigers.
LSU getting 6.5 at home. Live dog. Give me the Tigers. We Tigers on the podcast for the last time. Go Tigers. Nick, what are you doing?
You know, that's an interesting game here. Like, does the team like rally around that? Because I do think he's probably a fun coach to play for. I think he is a player's coach.
I'm sure they love his ass. Dude, he and him going out early, he's going to be like the Kurt Cobain of Louisiana football. All about LSU, complete legend in the state, best team they ever had probably. And he goes out more or less on top or shortly after he was on top. So I think you guys are right. And they played a couple teams pretty close. I'm going to ride LSU to cover.
Sprinkle some on the money line.
I might regret it. My initial reaction was taking A&M. I'm going to switch over to LSU.
All right, there we go. Middle Tennessee travels to FAU. I've heard rumblings that Taggart might get fired. Does that give Middle Tennessee some hope that they can go bowling? They're 5-6 playing for their bowl game. Both teams are 5-6. Wow. That's wild. FAU minus 3.5. Give me the Blue Raiders plus the points in Boca Raton. Nick?
Oh man, I don't know. I mean, look, the Blue Raiders are on their third string quarterback. They don't have as much talent as Florida Atlantic and they're on the road. So the question is, does Florida Atlantic care right now? They have lost 3 in a row. I want to go FAU one more time.
You know what? You swayed me. Give me FAU. Nick,
losses in a row is a bit concerning. I have been way better on Middle Tennessee riding them this year. I'm tempted, but I think it matters to Taggart. So I'm going to ride FAU with you guys.
Yeah, I'm on FAU. I switched it. Tulane travels to the Liberty Bowl to take on Memphis. Memphis laying 6. Ryan Silverchild is is coaching for, I mean, look, he's on the verge of having a 5-7 season, Patty C, if they lose to Tulane. How's your silverfish now, Patty C? When you called for Memphis to go undefeated, they're laying 6. I'm taking the Green Wave. The Green Wave put it on South Florida. They found something. Willie Fritz and his slamming hot daughter are going to figure it all out. Give me Tulane +6 in the Liberty Bowl. Sprinkle some of the money line.
Nick, what do you got on this one?
I want to say Silver Chest and Memphis, they get the W, but I think Tulane covers. I think it's a close game. Memphis is better at home. So, but give me Tulane and the points.
I mean, are they happy with Silverback coming back next year?
Look, Silverdick has had a great fucking season in a lot of different ways. Close loss to ECU by 1 point. Other than that, he'd be on a 3-game winning streak. Oh, no, actually Tulane last week. Oh, never mind. And Houston, they got killed by, I guess, they're fading and I'm going to go Tulane.
Okay, you're not going with
don't fade Silver Tits.
Yeah, Silver Tits is one that you like. Look, you've lobbied for this guy for a long time, Patty C.
Okay, let me stand by my man. Pause.
There you go. Let's do it. Clemson travels to Columbia, South Carolina, laying 11.5 points. Shane Beamer's bunch. You want to talk about this? Could be a marquee win. Guess what? They still have the 112th offense in the country. Clemson's got a really good defense. I'm laying the 11.5 and I'm going with that used car salesman, Dabo Sweeney.
Disagree. I am all over.
You locking this?
No, okay. But I am all over Shane Beamer. I think he's under everyone's radar. He's doing a good job and they're going to cover.
Nick,
I'm on Clemson. I do think the offense is making, like, you know, small strides, granted against pretty weak defenses, but still, I think, yeah, I mean, I think Clemson is just better and they are making some progress. So I'll lay the points. Look,
on the road for Clemson, sprinkle some on the money line. Gamecocks, baby.
You're fucking wild.
Everyone would have said they're not going to beat Tulane or Auburn last week. Guess what? They did it. You've been hating on.
They got outgained. South that was a Carolina miracle. That fumble call was horrible. Long. East Carolina
they beat
was
Florida
better.
The week before that too, right?
Yeah,
look, he's coming up with some great wins here.
That's a great Florida team.
He beat Vanderbilt by 1 a couple weeks before that.
Yeah.
All right, guys. A win is a win.
That's Bedlam. Right. This is much like the Ohio State Michigan angle for me. Look, I love you, Oklahoma State. There is nothing I am rooting for more this weekend than Kansas State to beat Texas and Oklahoma State to beat Oklahoma and for Baylor to win, because I want to see the Big 12 have two of their own in the Big 12 championship and show these gutless wonders, Oklahoma and Texas, what a piece of shit they are. Right. But I've done this too many times. It's just like the Michigan Ohio State play. I'm on and the money's coming in on the Cowboys. I'm sorry. I can't. Give me Oklahoma +4 in Stillwater. Nick?
I agreed. There's so many big brother, little brother games, these rivalry, in-state games, and there's such a track record here, and I'm getting points. Give me Oklahoma, man. I mean, I think it's what Oklahoma State's lost 6 in a row. So if they win, it's going to be close. I don't see a blowout here, so I will happily take the points.
Patty?
Look, I am not nearly as emotionally invested into this game as I am Michigan, Ohio State. So I will acknowledge that their one loss, Oklahoma State, came by 3 points.
Bad spot too. Horrible fucking spot.
They weren't challenged by Kansas. They beat them by 52. Their defense is freaking amazing. They've held opponents to 3 points or less in 3 of their last 4 games. This is a different Oklahoma State team than we've seen before, and they're going to get this done in Stillwater this weekend. Give me the Cowboys.
I hope you're right.
I hope you're right too. I mean, come on. We're all, I think the whole anyone's a college football fan short of Texas and Oklahoma
want this to happen.
I mean, maybe SEC.
I
want to
see Oklahoma State in the playoff. How freaking cool would that be?
Yes. Yes.
Give us some new blood.
I mean, that would be great to see those guys. I mean, those guys.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! That's right. Mike Gundy and the mullet in the but, fucking what, playoff.
6 years
at the Cotton Bowl too.
Yeah.
How many years ago was the I'm a man, I'm 40 speech? Was that about 10 years ago?
No, longer, I think. Probably 14, 15
we
years ago.
We can see how old he is now and figure that one out.
That's a good point. 15. How many years has he been coached there?
He's been there a long time, man.
Mike Gundy is 54, so that was 14 years ago.
Wow.
Look at Dundee coming in here.
Jeez. That's crazy, man. We're getting old.
Yeah, seriously.
All right, well, look, speaking of Dundee, I'm going to take you to the land down under because the wrong team's favored. I don't understand what the fuck is happening with this line. Louisville's favored by 3 at home against Kentucky. I'm not buying any of that shit. I really am not. Give me Kentucky plus 3 in Louisville. Sprinkle some on the money line. Sprinkle all of it on the money line, not even some. The wrong team's favored. This should be Kentucky minus 3. What am I missing here? Patty?
I agree with you. I think Kentucky should be favored. The fact that it's at the Shack, the Love Shack, maybe a little bit of a factor, but Kentucky, I feel like, has been getting the better of Louisville now. And I think Stoops is a better coach than Satterfield.
Well, yeah, I mean, last two games, 45-13, 56-10. So I would say Kentucky is getting the better of Louisville lately.
Saying.
I'm right with you. Lock it up. Let's go Wildcats.
You going to lock it, Patty?
Sure. Let's have a little. You know what? I'm not going to do it because. ACC pride, baby. In this rivalry weekend, I still got a little ACC
all right,
pride.
Well, look, I still wanted to play this song, so me and Nick will do it. We are going to take the Kentucky Wildcats to get it done. Papa John, who knows what type of attire he'll be in. But the wrong team's favorite. Give me Kentucky plus 3 points. Sprinkle some on the money line. Sprinkle a lot on the money line. Whatever the fuck you want to say. Pittsburgh travels.
No, that music works. I'll lock it.
Oh
I'll
my god, it. This guy. There we go. Let's do it. Put your whole paycheck on it. You want to have a good Christmas for your girlfriend? All right. Take that whole paycheck, right?
Put it on the Wildcats.
Put it on the Wildcats on the money line. Pittsburgh travels up to that filthy Carrier Dome. They're laying 13. That's way too many points for me to ever take Pitt. Pitt could be playing, I don't know, Sonoma State, and I would still take Sonoma State plus 13. Give me the Orange because the Orange is they are playing for a bowl game here. They go 6-6. Put a little L. Pitt doesn't even. They're going to be in the championship no matter what here. Give me the 13 and the Orange, Nick.
I don't know, man. I think I'm on Pitt. I think this Syracuse offense has been figured out. Their last two games, they've lost 41-3 and 41-17. Granted, two road trips at Louisville, at NC State, but I think their very, you know, one dimensional offensive approach has been figured out by DC's. Give me Pitt.
And Narduzzi is not likely to step off the break with Kenny Pickett still fighting for a Heisman, at least invite to New York. So I think Pitt gets it done.
You're crazy.
You're crazy.
Notre Dame travels to Stanford, where Stanford hope you learned your lesson on scheduling 12 Power Fives. You fucking idiots. They're 3-8. If Stanford was to somehow win this game, they'd push. So we have that going for us. But I am the money's coming in on the Irish. Though this thing opened up at 16, it's up to 19.5.
They've been playing good football lately.
Well, I mean. Against Georgia. Yes. I mean, I can't say anything bad about Notre Dame besides their schedule. So, I'll join you with the Irish.
Dude, Stanford's been getting rolled every week.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Stanford sucks. I'm on the Irish.
Okay.
When you schedule 12 power fives, the damage is already done to you.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm taking Notre Dame and I'm locking it. They're playing for a playoff berth, guys. There's no, an off chance.
I think they're going to cover this, but I'm saying, I don't know. 19.5 is just big enough where it could be 34-17 or something.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that Stanford just lost 41-11 to Cal, I mean, they Cal's offense put up 41. Not a good sign.
But here's what's ridiculous.
6-game losing streak.
Honestly, here's what's ridiculous. If you give Stanford Missouri's schedule, they'd be 6-6 in bowling.
Yeah, probably.
That's how you got to see through the lines in college football.
Because Stanford beat Vanderbilt 41-23. What was the score for?
You gonna do that?
Let me see. Missouri beat them 37-28. There you go.
That's what I'm saying. Stanford's better than. I mean, that's what I mean though. But they get that whole month of practice now. Missouri does because they're gonna play in the fucking. You know.
Stanford shooting themselves in the foot. The whole Pac-12 doing it.
Nick, are you on the Irish or what?
Yeah. I'm going Irish. Not locking it though.
Well, Nevada travels to Fort Collins. Steve Adazio, how easy was that lock last week when with Hawaii, Colorado State, huh? Steve Adazio, what is he now? Didn't he go winless last year at Colorado State? I can't recall. I think they might have won one, but he sucks. I like those tweets for the Florida State fans are really tweeting out, bring him home, showing Adazio back at Florida with Urban Meyer. Nice. Nevada's laying 4 on the road in Fort Collins. And guess what? I'm going to take Nevada minus the 4 because Colorado State does suck. They'll probably be tied up and they'll score a touchdown to tie it up with 2 minutes left. And then they'll kick it off. And the guy will return it for a touchdown. So give me Nevada minus 4.
I mean, 3 of Nevada's last losses at this point in the season are by 2 against Fresno at Fresno, by 2 at San Diego State, and by 2 in triple overtime against Air Force. I'm going Nevada all the way. And guess what? Evening slate is full of locks.
Nick, what are you doing here?
Yeah, for some reason, money's coming in on Colorado State. I think the line started at like 5 or 5.5. It's down to 3.5 or so. I don't know what I'm missing here. I think Nevada is the easy choice.
Colorado State's lost 5 in a row.
Colby, why are you
not locking this up?
Mainly, I think, is what is Nevada playing for? I mean, Norvell coaching job?
Yeah, maybe. I'm going to lock it up. I'm going to go with you, Patty.
You know what? Fuck it. Let's do it.
Easy play.
Yes, let's take the Wolfpack. Colorado State's horrible. They went to Urban Meyer for advice for their university.
That's it.
Yeah.
USC, 2 weeks, December 5th, the week after Thanksgiving.
USC, what about Florida?
Yeah, that's true. Both of them should be.
Why do I feel like you're rooting for this? I think I saw you tweet out something. I don't want this to happen.
I want some. I want the Pac-12 to be competitive.
No, I
are
hate
you
USC.
Not sick of the SEC winning the national championship?
They're not. There's no real national champion. It's all a fucking.
Then why
hoax.
Are we doing a show? Why are we
because
watching it?
We like to bet on sports.
Okay, well that's all not right? The only reason I'm watching. I actually enjoy.
I don't
want
to see USC good. You're filthy. I want to see USC horrible for a long fucking time.
I would like that too, but since no one in the Pac-12 is emerging as
really, you fucking Utah and UCLA haven't been getting better.
Utah has been the same fucking team for like 10 straight years. They lose a couple games because they can't get it done, but they beat teams. They are.
You want Urban Meyer? You're horrible. Get the fuck out of here. BYU.
You're off the show.
Yeah, I'm dude. Done. How horrible is that take? I want Urban Meyer to go to USC.
Well, buddy. All right.
Interesting storyline.
Colby has told me he's perfectly fine with Nick Saban winning the championship basically every year. Get the fuck out of here with that. That's boring as shit.
First off, there is no real champion in college football.
Okay. Well,
all right. And we've already given up that easily.
I haven't.
You're a Cincinnati fan.
How have you not felt this? And we're winning the national championship this year.
UTSA is winning it. BYU travels to USC. Patty C's mighty USC. BYU's laying 7. Who are you taking here, Patty C?
USC, BYU all day.
Minus the 7?
7.5, and I'm still taking BYU.
Nick, what are you doing here?
I agree. I think, it's all motivation at this point. BYU has it, USC doesn't.
And USC sucks.
Yeah, I guess you sold me. BYU minus 7 coming off the UCLA game. Cal travels to UCLA. Cal catching 7 in the Rose Bowl. You know what? UCLA coming off that huge win. Give me Cal plus 7. They're still alive to make a bowl game.
This is a tough one to pick
because they play USC next week. Give me Cal plus 7.
Fighting. Nick, what do you got for this one?
I agree. Early in the week on Tally Site got it at 7.5, but still, I think this is a close game here. And I do think it's kind of, UCLA coming off that big win. Little letdown city here. Cal's a tough team. Give me the points.
Patty?
This is a Cal team that just lost to Arizona a couple weeks ago.
They didn't have their whole fucking team.
I know
team.
They didn't have their whole team, but UCLA at home. Not that the Rose Bowl is going to have more than 12 people in it, but I'm still going Bruins here.
Give Colby some whiskey and his patience just wears thin.
That's right.
Yeah, you know, I'm sick of this. Well, you got this college football shenanigans.
He's very short over there. He's very, very quick.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's sitting there saying like, I'm happy with Alabama. No, I'm not happy. I want to see a large playoff. I've been talking. That's the theme of the fucking show. Really? I mean, people know me for fighting for a large playoff, but if they're going to give me the sham of 14 playoff, then yeah.
Nick, okay. Who would you rather see win the championship, Georgia or Alabama?
Oh, Georgia.
No, see, I'd rather have Alabama because I want Georgia Tech to still have that national championship.
Colby is more willing recently. To watch the same team win a 15th straight championship.
And here's what's crazy.
In order to be able to talk shit to Georgia fans.
No, I actually love Georgia fans. It's just the fact, it's like when the Cubs were playing in the World Series.
You have Schadenfreude. You're an evil son of a bitch.
It's fun to root for misery. It's fun to root for misery. And
if I'm going to be miserable, you're going to be miserable with me.
You're goddamn right. All right. All right, to quote Jack Nicholson and a few good men, you're goddamn right I did. All right. So, subscribe to the College Football Experience. Look, I love Bulldog fans. Every time I've hung out with Georgia fans, they've been fantastic. I like the program back to the Hines Ward's days at quarterback there. I was a fan of Eric Zier. I like Georgia, but I also enjoy when I see a team that is really good, never get over the hump every time. Sign me up for it. Like Cleveland Browns failing. Sign me up for it. Like, exactly.
I get on board with the Bills.
I have, look.
See, I have to hate the team to enjoy that. I like Georgia. So I don't,
I love the Browns.
I'm sick of Alabama.
I love the Browns. And I'm sitting there like, I'd still be great if they got to the AFC championship and lost by a field goal.
You're a sick fuck, you know? Colby.
And that's part of the fun. It's part of the fun of it. All right, guys, subscribe to the College Football Experience. Subscribe to the College Basketball Experience. We truly hope you have a wonderful holidays. Stay safe with your family, friends, and all that good stuff. And remember to bet on all the teams that we said for you to bet on. But get that SGPN app and let's do this. Let's do this damn thing. All right. I'm on Twitter at @DColbyD. Patty C's on Twitter at @PattyC831. NC Nick's on Twitter at @NC_NICK. Terrell Furman. Shout out to Terrell Furman. Serving our country over there in Dubai right now. He's on Twitter at @RealRel__. And College Football Experience. New to Twitter and Instagram at TCE on SGPN. The Sports Gambling Podcast Network's on Twitter at ESGP Network. Give them all a follow. Check out the Slack channel as well. This is the College Football Experience Week 13 preview picks episode. You better start thinking about yours.